One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart. Yeah. Yeah, see right here.
I ain't never been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt.
Yeah, STI, how to change your heart.
Yo,
I think it's time for a new intro or something.
Yes,
seems like
I agree.
I'm getting tired of that shit. That shot them like me.
I like shot. I want to hear something else.
Yeah. If any of our listeners and these people want to add on with that, I don't know what shot's at, but it's us. Hey, call us 651. I apologize for putting you on the spot behind the scenes. It will never happen again. And
you
never have to speak if you don't want to. I'm sorry. I mean, who this? Who's 651?
The hell you doing calling here? That was rude. Hi, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Reporting live from Orlando, Florida.
Is it the main streets of Orlando, Florida, or is it?
Oh, no. These are the pretty pleasant streets. I'm off of International Drive by SeaWorld, where things don't go down. But, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I may have stumbled by accident, of course, a comic book convention down there at that same hotel that you're in. I was walking
and you stayed.
By. And, you know, I wanted to see what it was about. You know, all the costumes and stuff like that. But yeah, I left real quickly because I felt real out of place. I had my costume and shit. Anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome to our show, I don't know, 100, whatever it is. Today's topic is I named 51st Dates. It's after one of my favorite movies with Adam Sandler. And, you know, pretty much it's the season. You know, it's summertime. You know, we taught y'all how to get at that person, you know, who you're feeling, told you how to leave your ex, you know, behind. And now, hopefully, Jasmine can teach you how to have a successful first date. I know that I've been on a lot of first dates. I think I have about maybe 75% success ratio. But, you know, 45% probably. Okay, 45%. But, you know... There are those times, though, where, you know, man, I've had the worst date ever. You know, definitely thought I had a good date, you know, came home and found out it wasn't a good date. So I definitely need some of your advice. So, you know, as a woman, and I think that women actually dictate how the dates go. Like, a man may plan it, but, you know, if you want to know how your date was.
That dictates how it goes right there. That dictates how it goes right there. A man planning it.
Okay.
Well, for me, and I'm actually looking forward to some advice from our guest or some feedback, but for me, really, that sets the tone of the date, what the man may, you know, sometimes, you know, you come up with something together, maybe you're going to be at the same spot or something, you decide to make it a date. But when I think tonight's show, if it's okay, we can kind of focus on the more traditional aspect of a date, like, you know, an interested party asking the other interested party to spend one-on-one time with the other, which is actually something that I have been lacking in the dating scene, is that a lot of men are not comfortable with taking the initiative and asking me out on a date.
Sure.
So, that in itself, that to me. No, it's not always the case. I'm not the problem.
Okay.
No, really, that's not always the case. There have been some men that have been very forward, and really, I like that. Like, you know, even if I maybe have not been particularly interested in that person, just that showing that initiative and stepping out there to ask me out to spend some time and get to know me is really a turn on. So I think that's the first step to a successful date, is taking the initiative and really saying it's a date, because that's always awkward when you don't know if you're on a date or not.
Yeah,
Yeah, you don't. So that is one thing. The second thing is I put on my Facebook page last night or the night before, what was your first date? And a lot of people said going to the movies. And, of course, many people were talking about their first date, like in maybe junior high or high school, when it's appropriate to go to the movies. But now, even though I'm not a big movie lover, everyone who listens to the show knows that. I know, that's terrible. But I think that anything that does that won't involve us talking with one another is a that's a bad suggestion for a date. So if a man asks me to go to the movies, I'm like immediately turned off. You know, if it doesn't involve some face-to-face time, then I'm not really interested in going.
Okay.
What else? Those are some don'ts. Okay, so let's see. There's a lot of don'ts. Okay, don't be late. Don't not have a plan. You know, sometimes your plan may not go all the way through. I mean, you should certainly be flexible, and I think, you know, the woman should be flexible as well. But I really don't like going out on a date, and then the guy may come and pick you up, and he says, so what do you want to do? I mean, like, you worked up the nerve to ask me out, and you didn't even think past that. To me, that's a great disappointment. So it's really nice to have a plan. If you're a man that, you know, maybe is not that great about, you know, being right on with what women like to do, or maybe you don't know this person well enough to really say you can plan a good time, maybe some options. I don't like when men are not very creative, and I'm not saying that you should, you know, break the bank to impress someone that you're really not even sure that you like a whole lot yet. But I think just being creative, maybe use the town that you're in, or, you know, the area that you're in, try to find something that is, you know, unique to that area. Or I think men should certainly show a little bit about what they like to do, because I've had men take me to, I like dance a lot and arts and things. So they've taken me to some really cool places, but they've had no interest in them. So that wasn't fun.
So it should be something that both of you enjoy.
Right. I mean, and it was flattering that you would take me to a ballet or to a play. I really thought, this is thoughtful. This is something that I would like to do also. But
ballet?
Yeah.
You got me to a ballet for first day?
I have. It was a very long time ago. But I danced.
Okay.
No, he was not white.
Oh, okay.
You don't be
listening.
Where did
your brother at? Okay.
This is in South Florida, but, you know, we went to a ballet, and it was lovely, because I probably wouldn't have gone by myself, but the part that it was kind of like I could tell he was tortured.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of doesn't make it fun when your company is not really having
a good
time.
Did he lose points for that?
He didn't really. I mean, it was kind of we left.
He didn't have points to be
even. Yeah,
okay.
You know, I think we left even, because I was really like, wow, you know, he paid attention to the fact that I really love to dance and I'm interested in the arts and music and things like that. So that was really, and he even, you know, sacrificed himself, you know, for my happiness. That was really thoughtful. But the drawback was, this is something that he's not really into. And, you know, like music, art, and all that stuff, that wasn't his forte. He was you know, just trying to impress me. But I knew that, like, in six months, 9 months down the line, I probably never see another ticket to a play or ballet.
Oh, so there was a second date then? He made it?
Oh, no, there wasn't a second date.
Oh, it wasn't a second date?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I was just, no, I'm saying, like, you know, based on that experience, I knew that, you know, this just wasn't something that he was interested in. It wasn't like afterwards we could really talk about, you know, the great, we couldn't really discuss anything beyond that. It was just, you know, kind of like, wow, thank you. I know you didn't enjoy yourself, but thanks.
Thanks for taking me to the ballet, sucker.
But I didn't ask. So those are some of, like, the don'ts for me. One of the things that I put on mine was that the last date that I had was, it was unremarkable. I put that the guy didn't bring flowers, and somebody was saying, like, you know, is that really a deal breaker? And it's not. Flowers are not necessarily a deal breaker, but it's really nice when a man does show up on time, if not early, with flowers. It's just something that, you know, women do like, even if they...
Well, do all women like flowers, though?
Even if they don't, it's so storybook that it's kind of romantic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, awesome. We have a caller.
I hope this person has flowers.
44667.
Hello.
Nine.
How are you all?
Why do they don't never know? Okay. Yo.
Hello.
Hey, Miss J.
Hey.
Up? Hey. How are you all?
Good.
Okay.
Okay, good. I don't know. It sounds like there's a delay. Okay, so we're talking about the art of dating.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some views on that. You know, I think that when people go out on a date, that you really have to have a planned itinerary. Because sometimes you expect too much, and then you wind up getting disappointed. But then if you give that person, like, another chance, it kind of can turn into something better. But
it's kind of like sex a little bit.
Yeah, like sex, exactly.
Okay.
You can expect to be disappointed, I guess, sometimes. But what I'm saying is, like, if someone genuinely wants to go out with someone and you, like, formally ask them out on a date, I think you should put a lot of thought into it. And flowers would be nice, because some men probably need to prove to, you know, some women out there that chivalry is not dead. So,
yes,
I mean, it was,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And some women actually, you know, we look for that guy. We don't necessarily look for the guy that, you know, is down to earth and wants to kick back and, you know, you wants to show up in jeans, sneakers, and, you know.
I hate sneakers. I hate men that wear sneakers.
Yeah.
Unless we're going to a basketball game, hard bottom.
Exactly. Yeah, it has to be a fun event if you want to, you know, if you want to be that dressed down. But if you actually,
I think we have a sneaker wearer that's working the boards tonight.
Hey, I'm
sometimes
just
about to be wearing sneakers sometimes.
No,
probably
but
don't
the
be
first
wearing
date.
Jordans, but you know, well, yeah, the first day, you know, depends on what's going down.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then you know, you can kind of work it out from there. But I'm just saying, you wouldn't want to show up to pick up your chick, and you know, she got on jogging pants. You know, you want her to,
Happened before, actually. That has happened before, and you are right. At a big
well, what
old,
was your
like
thought on that,
sweat.
Too? But what was your thought? That did it make you think, like, maybe she didn't put enough thought into, you know, impressing
you? I've had quite a few scenarios where women just didn't dress appropriately. I done had
okay,
the white T-shirt. Man.
Right. No, so that's the thing. I don't want no dude showing up with a wife beater. We're not having that. I don't want anybody showing up you know, with the baggy jeans. And I mean, not for the first date. After we get to know each other, you want to get comfortable, then I'm with it. But you can't rock that on the first date. It's not going to happen. I'm just saying. Because you know what? We're not going nowhere.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
know,
I got a headache.
Yeah, you know, someone in the chat room reminded me of a date that I had. It was the first date. Man, she... Well, you know, me, like, I pay attention to certain things. Like, me, I look at fingernails and toenails. I think that I can tell from looking at those whether or not a woman takes care of herself. Like, it don't have to be, you know, leaf rest on nails or, you know, different colors and anything, but, you know, don't have dirt under your nails, please. I think a lot of women don't know that guys actually look at that. Like, if you have dirt under your nails, I can tell you wasn't washing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And she had an odor. Man, she had BO. You know what? Thinking back, what happened is that she, we had an appointment to go out maybe about 9 o'clock or so, and she was running a bit late. She was coming from somewhere else. So she's saying, yeah, I'm running late, but I'll meet you there. I think I was thinking about her house, actually. That's what it was. Thinking about her house, but she just got home. I'm like, okay, do you want to, you know, take a shower and I can come later. No, I'm just going to wear what I had on today. You know, and she was out all day. I said, oh, okay, that's cool. Because I'm thinking maybe she'd take a little bird bath and whatever, but no. Came out with dirty nails and smelling like Nikki Blue says, like a muskrat. And I tried. And we went out, you know, for a few weeks after that, but I should have listened to my, you know, my intuition and all my friends that she was no good. And, you know, I could tell because she just had poor hygiene. So I think that, number one, and you'd be surprised that people come out, especially summertime, and they're thinking, there'll be an AC over there. I don't got to put no deodorant on, or I just won't sweat a lot. And people have this horrible, horrible hygiene problem. Speaking of which, we have our co-host, Sha Stimbalize, on the line. What's up, Sha?
Yo, what up?
Hey,
Josh. Yo.
Hey, how's it going?
And the cat smelled. I ain't gonna lie, the cat smelled. You know, it's a bad box. Bad box.
You talking about the girl with the cat that smelled through the jeans?
The bat. Which one? Yeah. And I actually, it was around the time where Sha's album was out, and I had to reference the Smelly Cat song to her. So that was pretty interesting. I think I told Charlotte after that. Yeah,
that song is helpful. You need to play it before
I was like, yeah, you know, Charlotte Stimulat, you know, he has a song, you know, it's called Smelly Cat Song. It's his line that he said. It kind of reminded me of right now. Yeah, you. Another story. Ooh. On a different show.
Yeah.
So, Charlotte,
that's disgusting.
What are they feeding you? So, Sha, we're talking about first dates. I know you don't go out on dates, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us something. Yeah, I don't. It's been a long time since I can remember dating and stuff like that. I did it for like a half a month.
Half a month, okay.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well, you know.
Let me ask you, Sha, do you put... for both of you, actually, how much thought, and during that half a month, I need you to go back to that place when you were dating. How much thought did you put into taking that person out on a date?
Not much. My thoughts, I'm going to be honest, my thoughts went into kind of getting to know the person. So I really just wanted to set up an atmosphere where I could judge them. Like, I think I went bowling one time. You know, because in the movies, you can't really talk. Dinner, you're kind of focused on the food, and it's like two people just analyzing each other to see, you know, what's going to happen. And I think guys, we kind of get caught up with sex sometimes. So we're just wondering, you know, when is it going to happen? But that's just honest.
Oh. Okay.
For me, I didn't put too much thought into it. Until I liked somebody. When I liked somebody, I think I did it once or twice. I thought about it hard and tried to make it special. But.
Is that exciting? Is it as exciting as it is for a woman to, like, you know, we get really excited about what to wear, you know, how, like, some things that we're going to ask. Do guys put that much thought into dating?
I don't know if it's as much. I think when it's somebody new that we're feeling, we might put that type of thought into it. But Vic could probably tell you because he's like on the low, he's like a romantic dude.
On the low? Really?
Nah, on the low, you know what I'm saying?
Pipesmith.
He's
with flowers and shit.
Okay, well, yeah, good, as he should. Vic, you can be a romantic pipesmith.
Yeah, I don't do you can't say that because then someone listening is going to be wondering why they didn't get flowers. And I don't, it depends on where we at. Like, if we're at a place where you can't carry the flowers, like, we ain't finna carry flowers all day, you know what I'm saying? If I'm driving, then maybe I'll surprise you flowers and keep them in the car and anything, but, you know, I don't buy flowers too often and shit, you know. I may buy flowers second date or something like that, but I was also always the kind of guy, like, back in high school, I would wear my second best outfit on the first day of school, you know what I'm saying? And then second day of school with the first best outfit, so I never really give it my best the first date, you know.
Okay.
I'm reading the chat room. Someone's making me laugh right now, but I put a lot of thought, you know, into a date. It's an actual date, you know. I'm glad I shot on the phone because sometimes I'll be out with a woman and I have no idea what's going on. I have to ask Shaw, like, yo, am I on a date right now? Like, what's going on? I ain't know. You know, I don't be knowing sometimes because, you know, sometimes women don't really express exactly, you know, what's in their mind like that, and it's like, oh, I thought we actually were just cooling. I didn't know we were on a date. Or you were just saying that. Oh, okay, I didn't know. So, you know, midstream, I got to change my whole shit around. But when it's an actual date and, you know, we both declare that there's interest, like, yeah, you know, I put thought into it. You know, I put...
Good.
I mean, the number one thing, I won't do what your dude did. I ain't finna do nothing that I don't like to do. Like, I ain't finna go to ballet. That's not happening. You know what I'm saying? I got to have fun myself. Sometimes I may even be using the first date just to be a female companion. Like, one time... Yeah, I like comedy clubs. You know what I mean? And there's certain things I just can't do with the homies. You know what I'm saying? I can't deal with shots. It's cold. You know, so I just need something on my arm. You know what I mean? So Damon Wayans was going to be in town for my birthday weekend. This is like maybe January. And I'm like, damn, you know, I got these women around me, but I need someone I could take to that show. You know, and I found somebody. You know, so I kind of like put the cart before the horse. So I definitely put a lot of thought into it, but sometimes it really isn't about the woman. It's about this, the experience that I want to have, that I feel like I don't want to have by myself and I don't want to have with another man. You know, so I treat my date like I treat myself.
Yeah, that sounds
so crazy, though. Huh?
How?
Yeah,
how,
you know.
Like,
it's like this, right?
No,
you want to go to the Grammy Awards, right, Shaw? You're going to the Grammys and you're single. You're like, damn, I need to find me a girl for the Grammys.
No, you're right. You're totally right. I agree. Like, right now, I want to go see Harry Potter, and I'm either go by myself or probably just go by myself.
I ain't finna go with you. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah. Wow. I'll kick the club, be like, yo, ma, you want to see Harry Potter with me? What are you really good for? But, you know, my dates, though, you know, like, we're doing things that I always wanted to do. Like, for example, you know, I want to go on a helicopter, you know, and I do it by myself, but, you know, why not bring a chick? So if it's someone that I think that, like, she's real fly and I feel like having her on my arm is an added bonus and she's a nice person, then I'm going to be spending a lot of money because it's also my experience, you know what I mean? But I think dinner's cool, you know, depending on, again, the person and depending on your conversation before what's the boo button, you know, the conversation before the date, because sometimes you may have been talking to this person on the phone for about a month and it just takes a certain amount of time to get together like that in the physical, so you may not need that face-to-face time like that, you know, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I can't really reveal all of my, you know, things because they don't know who they are.
Well, one of the one thing that someone did and I thought was really pretty clever. I mean, I think he was still trying to hang on to his, you know, macho side by not bringing flowers on the date or whatever, which is okay. I mean, again, that's not the most important thing. It has to really do with the thought. To me, it's important how much thought you put into it because by the time I'm willing to be seen in public with you, I've put a lot of thought into this too. So he actually sent flowers to my job after the date and with a little card that just said, you know, it was nice spending time with you. And I thought that was really sweet.
He must have been watching Hitch, which you haven't seen, obviously.
Yeah. And I guess he was listening and knew that I wouldn't know that that was in a movie. And I don't care where the idea comes from. It was thoughtful.
No, you're right.
It didn't, you know, it didn't seem creepy. It wasn't like I didn't express, you know, like this is where I work. You know, we were talking. We had a good time. And I'm sure that for him, it made him feel a little bit better that he wasn't walking around with flowers, you know. And he sent it. And it was nice. And it wasn't like a bunch of roses. It wasn't something really expensive. It was like a nice little bouquet of flowers. And I really appreciated that. I felt appreciated. Like, my time was valuable to him.
I don't do flowers no more. I don't do no damn flowers.
See, that's the problem. What else? You know, y'all niggas don't do anything no more. You know what I mean? We don't hold hands. We don't.
No more. You don't what?
Oh, okay. Yeah, holding hands. That's a whole other thing right there.
Okay, it's well, fine. Hands. We don't do
don't
flowers no more. We don't ask people out on dates no more. I mean, really, like, what do you do? You want to see Harry Potter with me? Come on, what kind of shit is that? That's why you be getting these smelly ass.
Hey,
but see, I wouldn't even do that. You got to think, times have changed. The social networks, if you meet somebody, you going on their Facebook page, looking at their pictures, looking at their likes and dislikes and their friends, their mutual friends. Like, you getting to know people before you even going out with them. So
well, you know, you're not getting to know me through Facebook because I don't think that that's a clear representation of who I am.
It's not a clear representation at all, but it's much more than it was back in the day. So I'm just saying the dating is not like it was. For me, if I was in the dating world right now, I would just try to pick places that aren't conventional. You know, I wouldn't just do movies or dinner. Just, you know, somewhere where it's quiet, where I could talk, where I can get to know you, where it's less pressure. And we're not just sitting there looking stupid and uncomfortable and worrying about the bill at the end of the night and, you know, things like the Victorious does where he doesn't know he's on a date because he's at the museum with a chick or he went to a festival or something. He's walking around and she's bumping into her exes and introducing him as Victorious and he doesn't know if it's real, you know. And that's perfect.
Yeah,
and
I'll be nervous. I don't be knowing.
Yeah, but all the nervousness out of the way. You're not wondering if she's going to order the lobster, you know. You're not wondering if she's a talker through the movie and, you know, eat up all your popcorn. Try to hold your hand.
He said, and try to hold your hand.
Well, Vic,
yeah,
Vic
hold
like,
his hands. I don't know. Nah, Vic don't
hold
hands.
In public.
Hold
I got my own
That's
walk.
That's not safe, yo.
You got your walk. You know, but I would say walk on the outside. So, you know, show some type of gentlemanity. I made that up.
Hold on. You guys are talking over each other. Shaw, I do
I'm
like
in the
that.
Chat room. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Don't talk to the chat room. Type to the chat room.
Okay.
I do like that when a guy does that, when they put their hand on the small of your back and move you to the inside of the street. Like, that is just, even if you're a friend, to me, that is such a nice quality.
No, that's all right.
And that's nothing.
You say it's nothing, but there's men that don't do that, just like, you know.
Because they don't know.
They don't know. What you doing? Yeah, women don't know either.
That.
A lot of women don't know how to walk with a man.
Yep.
Mm. Well, okay, so wait, how do you walk with him?
Well, you know, that's interesting. Kind of getting a little bit off topic, but as far as that's concerned, you know, a man should always walk on the street side. That's how I walk.
Right.
A lot of people don't do that. You
okay,
know,
so Aries is asking, how the hell do you walk with a man? Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, you should, you know, take his lead or allow him to take the lead. Like, you know, don't be that girl that's just like, I want to be on this side of the street. You know, like that is a good thing for a man to kind of direct you away from danger, that type of thing. There's, I mean, I just feel like, you know, Shivery, what the first caller was saying, I mean, I like to think that it's not dead, and I like to keep my standards to a certain level. I really, you know, I think that the way a person dresses for an interview is should be kind of not the same way. Like, I'm not saying wear a suit, you know, on a date, but those things are important. And Mr. Blackman in the chat room is saying that, you know, people shouldn't send their representatives on the, on dates. And, yes, I agree with that. You should certainly bring you to your date, but you should also bring put your best foot forward. I think that that's important.
You know, it's interesting. There's two things. One thing is interesting that we're saying that a date is to get to know somebody. I kind of don't feel that way. I feel like I feel like dates supposed to be fun. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't finna put all that pressure on either of us, because a lot of times you may have a great date, a lot of fun, but it just don't work out with that person. I think there's a lot of other ways to get to know that person. You have those 2 a.m. phone calls, whatever it is. But if you want to just get to know them, y'all can sit down at the library and talk to someone. Y'all can just sit outside on the porch, you know, all day. I'm trying to have fun.
I think you're right, but that's why I was saying that. That's why I was saying dating becomes analysis when you when you're going out with people. You want to see what they money like, what they gonna pay. You know, there's certain things that I think 2 people be sizing each other up to see if they want to take it further. But what you're saying is what I was saying. Like when you just choose somebody you want to hang with, you just hang. Like, yo, come with me here. Let's go see a concert. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. But I think eventually somebody wants to get somebody horizontal, man, and that's really what messes it all up.
Or vertical.
I mean, nothing's wrong with that diagonal. Nothing. I don't think anything is wrong with that at all.
Yeah. Be right back.
That pure romance out.
Exactly. I don't think anything is wrong with having sexual attraction. You know, I mean, of course, you definitely have to set the pace if that's something that you want to do after that date, or, you know, you want to get into a relationship and whatever. That's, you know, something totally different. But as far as tonight's concerned, we're just talking about the dating part. So in the description of the show, Vic, you wrote in there about, like, making the first move to kiss or not to kiss on the first date. And I am interested to hear, you know, what do men expect of that first date?
It depends on the conversation before the date. Like, I think, I mean, most first dates, this ain't like the 70s where you just meet somebody on the street and say, hey, come to my house on Thursday night. Like, you know the person a little bit. And the convo that you have will dictate what goes on. Like, me personally, you know, through the years, I've experienced certain things that I feel I should just pass it to Sha instead of talking about him. So, Sha, I'm not going to get into that one. So, Sha. Oh, that sucks. All right, here I go then. That's fucked up, though.
Yeah.
You abandoned me. I mean, you know, I'm not a sex in the first date guy. You know what I mean? As far as physical contact, I think you should always go for what you want. You know what I mean? I think I'm pretty good in figuring out, you know, if that person wants what I want. I've been turned down once. That was pretty interesting. But besides that, you know, I think that you just go for it. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a storybook situation. Sometimes you may just tell them what you're going to do. You may just want to pull the person. You just do your thing. You know, they turn around, they say no, and that's it. Fuck it. You know, you lost out on that one. It doesn't mean that they, you know, don't like you. It just maybe means that they wasn't ready for that particular move, or maybe their breath smelled, maybe they were nervous. But, you know, you go for it. Whenever you feel like it's that moment, you're probably right. and do it. That's me.
Okay.
If she say no, or he say no, or he says, oh, what are you doing? Then you're not on a date. That's it.
Black man says, I want to know how, what? How the what? Black man, retype that.
I want to know. You need to call up and talk.
Yeah,
that
call up
like
and talk.
Moron. What the? We, are you looking for a nigga or a man? Yeah.
Please call
and
up Harry so we can
says,
hear what you sound
if he,
like.
If he says no, I take it. I got something taken before, you know, or not something, you know, but I got kids taken before. I was on a blind date. My homegirl's husband set me up, and he was saying, like, yeah, if I wasn't with her, you know, I would get with her, and you're going to like her, and all these different things. And when I saw her, she was hideous. I mean, hideous. And we talked a couple of times on the phone before that, so we already had a little bit of chemistry, you know, emotionally, but, oh, man. And I don't, you know, Vic, I don't call nobody ugly, but this was just totally, you know, I thought he was trying to play me out by doing that. So she's like, why are you acting like that? I'm like, acting like what? And she's like, you're just telling jokes. Because that's what I was doing. I was just telling a lot of jokes just to pass the time. We actually walked in the park, actually. That was, I think, walked in the park. And I'm like, yo, well, that's what I do. I'm a funny guy. Like, what's wrong with that? How you want me to be? And she's like, you're not like how you are on the phone. And she was a big girl. She was bigger than I ever had, you know, at that point in time. And she grabbed me by collars, and she quickly pulled. Yeah, she pulled me into her and gave me a 2-second smack, you know, kiss, and then pushed me like I want that. And you know, that was the course.
What the hell was y'all talking about on the phone?
Nothing. I don't know. I mean, I was young, but, you know, but whatever it was, I guess she felt that I was unhideous, and she followed, you know, my advice, which was, if you feel it, go ahead and do it. But, yeah, she grabbed shit out of me, yeah, yeah. But I tend to have crazy first dates. I think that since I'm a writer, I think that I choose experiences that I'll be able to write about in the future. Like, I had a date with a woman who had a fight, actually, on the date with someone. We were at the movies, and I think we were talking, and there's a woman behind us said, be quiet, and you know, she turned around and was like, shut up, bitch, and, you know, like, oh, shit, like, yo, she wild for the night. And these two are arguing, you know, and the girl, my date is like, that's why you're by yourself. And the lady is like, she says, I fuck your man.
And whoa.
I'm not her man. Like, it's our first date. You know, this isn't a stern movie. You know, so of course, after the movie's done, because the chick that I was dating, she was kind of young too, and she was, you know, whatever. So she's looking for the lady. You know, it's totally horrible. But yeah, I've had a lot of crazy experiences. You know, just rule number one: don't fight on a date. I think for men too, actually. You know, you definitely want to realize she's not your girl, and you know, there may be guys checking her out. You know, you don't want to be jealous of this person who you just met. You know, you don't want to be controlling of her. You know, if she's looking at someone else, remember, you don't own her. Let her do her thing. Trying to have any fights. And we have caller 402-972. What area code is that? I'm stuck.
Is that Pittsburgh?
No, is it? I usually be knowing.
Greetings. 402 is a Nebraska area code.
Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nobody know damn Nebraska.
Yeah, hey. Nebraska. Is this black man? Who is this?
Yes, sir. It's Black Man 37. Apologize for the mistype in the chat room. Sometimes I'm thinking, and by the time I type it out and send it out, I didn't proofread it. Anyway,
are you in Lincoln? Wait, black man, are you in Lincoln, Nebraska?
No, I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha. Oh, they got that for sale. Okay, go ahead.
But
Omaha
can
pop, though. I know about Omaha. Go ahead.
Okay, but I'm living in Houston now.
Okay.
What I was meant to say was that I want to know the mindset of the woman I'm dating. I mean, you know, first date, you get to see the person face to face. Y'all get to converse about different things, and you get a chance to really study that person and find out, you know, is their speech and their actions follow, is it all matching up with their thoughts? You know, you're there to have fun, but you're also there to kind of get a feel of the person, too. So I want to make sure, you know, I'm not going to waste my time with somebody that don't want to be involved with me. That's why I put that other statement in there. Are you looking for an ignorant-ass person, or are you looking for a man? Because it's two different types.
You said nigga, though. You said nigga.
Yeah, I said nigga. I didn't know if you could say it on the show. But I'm trying to keep it polite.
You can say it on the show.
Okay, well, I'm trying to keep it polite, you know. Well, anyway, so I'm not, I don't want to, you know, because people don't want to waste their time on no date. Date is almost, it's almost like it's a war. I don't think people date anymore. When you do a date,
yeah,
it's almost like it's a damn a war zone almost. And then on top of that, because I remember the young lady was stating that people don't ask anybody like for dates anymore. Yeah, we do. But sometimes you have to be cautious when you approach some of you sisters because y'all got that look on your face like, get the fuck away from me. Don't talk to me. Look, no man's going to approach you.
That's sad. That's why
men don't approach. That's why some brothers don't approach women no more, because you get that look on your face like, why are you even, don't even come over here.
You know, brother, you want to let her know that she may have like a tag on the back of her shirt showing. You know,
yeah,
right. Like, help her out.
Yes, sir.
Sister, your shoelace is untied, you know?
Thank you.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you got to give her something to kind of lighten the mood, but if you catch her on a bad day, God help you.
There is no good mood,
well,
brother. There is no good mood.
Thank you, Blackman.
Yeah.
Yes, there are good moves. I think that, you know, yeah, I know that look that you're talking about, and that really upsets me when women are just unapproachable in that way, because, I mean, I think meeting people is just a good thing in general, whether you plan on going on a date with them or not. And I was actually reading some statistic about, like, 45% of people that wind up getting together and getting married did not have that initial attraction. You know, it developed over time, so it's not good to prejudge anyone in that way, even though we've had a show and talked about how important, you know, being attracted to one another is, and I definitely was one of those that felt that way. But I don't give anyone the stink face. That's one thing. And two, I also know how to be polite about saying that I'm, you know, not interested in going on a date. And maybe, you know, women should consider how they turn men down so that they don't ruin it for someone else. Because, it has to be difficult. Women don't do it, so they probably don't really think about how difficult it is to approach someone, knowing that you have a 50-50 chance of making, you know, being vulnerable and being rejected. So I consider that. I mean, I love it if a guy approaches me, because that takes a lot of guts, and that's something that I actually do find attractive.
Well, then again,
like,
also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Also, okay.
I think the more attractive a woman. Yeah, the more attractive a woman, I mean, if a woman's very, very attractive, then she's getting approached 24/7. And I've heard them
you'd
just
be surprised,
basically
though.
Damn, they almost lose it.
But
yeah, I mean, some people,
you know what?
Though, it's funny.
We, listen, well, as a, and I don't mean to sound extremely arrogant or pompous, because I certainly
like
don't.
You know, you like skin, you can talk about it. Go ahead, light skin.
I'm not light skin, first of all, but right now I don't fit the mode, but. Almost occasions. No, I think that I'm an attractive woman, and I do not get approached like that all the time. And you know what men say? They say stuff like, just what you said, a woman like you probably, you know, men probably come up to you all the time. And that's not true, because they are under that false impression that you're constantly being approached, and that is not the case. Or, you know, men will say things like, I doubt, or you're probably not interested in a guy like me. Well, now I'm not.
That's insecure shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, black man from Omaha, you know, trust me, a lot of these men out here think like you think. And whether you're in the street, library, the club, grocery store, trust me, most men are afraid to approach these sisters, you know, who society would say are beautiful. And remember, though, no matter how good she looks, she still has her own bit of insecurity, you know,
yes,
within her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So
Aries is saying the same thing in the chat room. And
yeah,
she
is a beautiful woman.
So I
Who's that? Aries in the chat room.
I've seen her picture on her profile, and she's a very, very beautiful woman, and she's saying the same thing, that she doesn't get approached a lot, and she can relate to that. And, you know, it's not like us being conceited or anything.
Yeah, but I mean, on both, yeah, I was going to say that. On, there's two, like, I've heard two sides of it. I heard the side that you're telling me about, and then I've heard the opposite side, in which I named, where there are some that they're like, dang, he's just approaching me all the time, he's getting on my nerves. So I hear it on both sides, and I find it interesting.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not you. You know, there may be 100 guys, you know, approaching her, but, you know, there's only one you. So, you know, you definitely want to put your hat in the ring.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, either she don't say yes or she says no. Now, you tell me
no,
at least say it.
Something like that.
Well, yeah, you know, take her somewhere decent. That's another thing about the dating thing, too, is the whole... is the whole money aspect. I'm like, well, wait a minute, hold on. You know, if you wanted, it's funny, because I'm like, if you really wanted this man that has all this money, then, you know, there's places to find those type of gentlemen. And if you don't want to be with, you know, a man that doesn't have such X amount of income, because that's one of the things you're trying to find out when you're dating, too, as a man. You know, are you a down-to-earth lady, woman, or are you trying to look for more superficial things? Because if you're looking for superficial things, you know, you can go to the curb on that one. Because I don't want that. You know, I'm kind of planning everything. I want everything to go as smooth as possible and us to get to know one another. I want to be able to communicate with you. I want you to be able to communicate with me. You know, I'm not looking for superficial things, because superficial things, you know, that's going to break everything down the line. It's going to break the whole relationship down the line. So.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Someone is at the door. Hey, you know, long time listener. Thanks for calling up, like, man, 37.
Thank you for having me,
Houston.
I have a good
Omaha,
please.
Texas. It's so nice to hear your
Nebraska,
voice.
You know, Cornhusker State, you know, please, don't be flirting with Omaha. You know what I'm saying? Excuse light skin. So I definitely call back next week, and we have, for the second week in a row, by popular demand, we have Unique on the phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Brother Unique. What's
going on? Nah, yeah,
on,
yeah, I'm listening to the show.
Now,
Unique has been on
more dates than me. And if you know me, I'm a dating brother. Unique has been on more first dates, you know, than me.
Wow.
So Unique, to me, is considered, you know, an expert on the first date, you know. And he also goes all out, you know, for the most part. And he's not afraid to go for the smash either. So Unique, please enlighten us. Tell us about your
first
date.
I'm going to start off by saying this. I personally don't really like dating. It's something that we all have to do, you know, if you're trying to meet someone. You know, you try to meet someone, you try to get to know them on the first date. That can go either way, you know, when you first meet them. I've had situations to where, you know, it was this one date I went on. This is like a very memorable date. You know, I took a person out, this woman out, you know, we had a good time, you know, and in the middle of the meal, like after we ate, you know, I, like, went outside, you know, to smoke a cigarette. This person was staring at me, like, through the glass, like seemed like she was admiring me, you know, like she just was really staring at me with her hands propped up under her chin, you know, as if she was, like, falling in love or something, right? So we hang out. It was a good night, you know. It was a great night, actually. You know, Pat Benatar and the whole nine, right?
Oh,
so,
yes, the whole.
Yeah, the whole nine. So basically, that was a shooting star. Like you know, what I noticed with dating is if it starts off with like a super blast and like it's crazy chemistry, and if things happen too rapidly, then that right there usually is a done deal. That's usually like a 2-week deal, you know, and that's it.
Yeah.
Or like a month or two, and that's it. It's over after that. Yeah. You know, this specific person I was seeing every day after she came home from work. Like, we used to go for walks and all kind of stuff. And it's usually something very small. And I'm going to tell you what happened, which was crazy to me. Maybe one of you sisters can enlighten me. All right. This person lived around the corner from me. You know, I used to walk her home every morning whenever she stayed here, right? This one specific morning, you know, we were getting wasted the night before. I was extremely tired, you know. So I walked into the door. I give her a hug and a kiss. It's about like 7 in the morning. You know, the sun is already out. It's a summer day. And I tell her to give me a call when she get home. She's around the corner. She took that, like, to a whole nother level, and that right there was pretty much the end of the relationship. I didn't understand it. I'm like, you know, to me, I didn't see it, like, as a big deal, but she did. She saw it, like, you know, no matter how I was feeling, you know, sick, you know, throwing up, whatever, you know, walk me still. Like, she didn't care. And I didn't understand it. But that right there was the end of that situation. And this is, I'm bringing up this story. This is one of the reasons why I don't like dating, because it's sort of unpredictable. It's very unpredictable. When chemistry is good, that's great. But when it's not, you know, that right there could flip, you know, over on you. But sometimes it makes us a lot of mixed signals with dating. Sometimes, you know, a woman can seem like she really likes you, and then the next minute, you know, everything just changes in a matter of a day. You know, so it's a lot of, and also dating pointers that I would give. I'm not an expert, like you know, the brother said.
Yes,
but
one
pointer I would give, if you meet a woman and she tells you she hasn't met the right guy, if she's 30 and up and she hasn't had a relationship longer than 2 years, it's a problem. It's a problem with her.
Why is that? Why is that, brother?
It's a problem with her because if you lived on this earth for 30 years and you haven't had anything, it just shows that she's unstable. It shows that whatever she gravitates to is unstable. You know, I haven't been married, but I've been in relationships longer than 3 years. You know, I mean, usually around that time, you know, depending, you'd probably be like, you know what, you know, we're growing apart or whatever, but at least you gave it a chance to take it through various cycles that you go through in a relationship. Some people don't allow it to get to that point. You know, they're cutting everything off because they're looking for a fantasy person that they created in their mind, which doesn't exist. You know,
yeah,
I noticed
definitely
that a lot.
Agree with you on that. I couldn't agree more for men and women that,
yeah,
you know, haven't had a stable relationship at a certain age. And I would say maybe not even 30, but 25 and up.
And I
think it's important. I mean, I just really think that it's important that you have, you know, that type of relationship that was of some type of significance that you were able to kind of learn, because you learn a lot in those relationships about yourself, and they prepare you for what I would, you know, say your long-term or your marriage or what have you. So, yeah, I kind of steer clear of men that haven't really been in a long-term relationship that they could actually bring something into the one that we're about to get into.
What do you consider a long-term relationship?
You know, to me, I wouldn't necessarily put a time stamp on it, but I would say, you know, maybe 2 years. Because I'm really interested in hearing, you know, what happened in the course of that relationship. You know, what did you take away from it? You know, what did you find your strengths and weaknesses were in the relationship? And, you know, and if they say things like it was all like that person, everything was that other person's fault, I kind of find that to be a little bit unsettling myself, because there hasn't been a relationship that I've walked away from and didn't feel like I had some responsibility in the good and bad in it. And that's
Thank
a sign
you.
Of maturity.
I appreciate
so,
the honesty.
I have to be careful about what?
Be careful. He's going in right now on you. I know when he goes in. Go ahead, though.
Who, Unique? See, I know. I was really worried about opening up to Brother Unique because he is very deep. But but no, I mean, I've talked to some men, and, you know, they say things about their children's mother. And I'm not talking about just extremely, like, derogatory, where it's just like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
But, you know, they never really take responsibility for the things that they brought and took away from that relationship. So that kind of concerns me. So I'm definitely with you there.
And you have to take full responsibility, you know, for your actions. I completely agree. You know,
thank you for calling, Unique. You know,
no problem.
Please give a call next time. We got about 5 minutes left. Unique and I did the same person one time. We even know about it. That's a whole nother show.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Whole nother show. Yeah.
Y'all need to broaden your spectrum up there in Brooklyn.
Whoa, whoa.
No,
are we telling people where Unique? You know where she was from? She was from Brooklyn. Where was she from? The Bronx?
From the universe.
He's from the universe, the stars, the moon, and all things happy. Thank you, brother. Who's on next?
No problem.
Who we got on the line right now? 247-247-247-071 something.
What happened?
Yo, good.
What happened?
Who's this?
What happened?
I'm a boss.
Oh, boy.
What?
Is it Rick Ross, the boss?
Bitch, I'm a boss.
Oh, my goodness. Did he just call me a bitch on our own show?
Bitch, I'm a boss.
Who is this?
Vic, if this is you getting me back at Nardia, you've gone too far.
Oh, no, it ain't me. It ain't me. Who is this? Hurry up. Who's this?
Bitch, I'm a boss.
All right. Well, you got something to say about the call? I mean, about the topic of the show?
What y'all talking about?
Talking about first dates.
Care about no first date.
Who are these people? How do they get our information?
Okay.
It looks
okay,
like Aries was on the line.
Is it? I think you got cut off. All right. Thank you, caller. Thank you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay. That didn't, I don't know what's up with that. But
yeah, that didn't go well. And, you know, I'm really thinking that it was you and Shaw trying to, like, you know, set me up, but
nah,
it didn't work.
Nah.
Who's that? I hear, is that you, Aries? I hear a lovely voice.
I got cut off. I was like, what happened?
Well, you got cut off by Rick Ross.
Oh, mister, I don't care about a first date. Well, fucking hang up then.
Yes. How are you, Angry MILF number one?
What's up?
I am doing wonderful.
Yay!
But I have not been on a date in months, but I had to share my last date experience. So the guy was the WB Mason delivery guy.
I know this story. Yes, go
ahead. You be quiet. And, you know, he would come into the office and deliver things. And I should have known from the door that something was wrong with him because instead of...
Damn.
Instead of him approaching me himself, he sends the other guys, like, yo, you know, my man, like you. I'm like, are we in high school?
No.
Like, okay, if he is interested, tell him he needs to approach me himself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me that 90 seconds either. I see you in there.
It's
so anyway. We decide that we're going to go bowling. And I get there, and he's like fucking professional bowler. He comes with his own shoes and a bag with like 3 balls. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
So I probably bowl like a 90. And he is constantly throughout the entire night criticizing my bowling. I thought you could bowl. I was like, I never once told you that I can bowl, Mr. Professional. This is supposed to be fun. And I was just like, okay, never again with him. He sent me a text message like, so when are we going out again? And I said, don't even play yourself. Like, you know we have nothing in common. So that ended that. But I wanted to talk a little bit about dating when you are in a relationship, because I think that a lot of times people forget that how you get them is how you keep them. And they get in the relationships and they stop dating.
Mm-hmm.
Every happy and married couple that I know, they still date. And the miserable ones, they don't. I mean, it's just that simple. I noticed that trend. My grandparents were married for almost 50 years. I mean, they would still be married to this day if my grandmother hadn't passed away. And up until the time when she became ill and she just wasn't physically able to go out, they dated. Not necessarily the movies, but, you know, they would go to concerts.
They did something.
And they would do something, yes, just to show that, you know, after all those years, they still enjoyed one another's company and they were still fresh and frisky old people.
Well, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful. And I think that is important.
I agree. I agree. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep that up.
That's how you develop new memories and things.
And you don't fall asleep in the movies.
Yeah, or you do. It's okay. You do it together.
Let's see if you can pop in back. Anyhow, thank you all for logging in and dialing up and all that good stuff. Thanks for our new callers. Thanks for our old callers.
Except for that ass wipe that called just a few minutes ago.
I think
that
was old Samo. I think we got to fire old Samo. We got to get Samo from last week on.
Samo's mad now that we have a new Samo. You don't see our milk getting upset.
We're hanging milk number two. He's Samo number two right now. I'm the number one Samo in the South.
Don't get mad. There's room for all kinds of number ones and twos and threes. You don't have to.
Right. For yourself.
And
well,
if you don't
want to
be number two, then create your own personality.
There you go.
Ooh, wow, that was a little stab right there. All right. You heard that, Miss J. She's coming for your neck. Okay, everyone.
Being a troublemaker. Yes, he is.
Have a good evening. And tune in next week.
We're going to call Nardia.
Call Nardia.
Yes,
find Nardia. We're going to
find
her in the next 5 days. And hopefully she may be in Omaha right now. You don't know.
Could be.
With the yardie man.
All right, and we're out.
Good night.
Good night.